Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. Show. I am here with a very special guest and guest co-host, actually, Miss Sophie Marks. You guys might be familiar with her from actually the video that is probably going a little bit viral, would you say, over on TikTok? Just a teeny bit, right?
Yeah.
R&B artist. I talked about her last week's episode, and I got the fortunate privilege to have her with me live here on Zoom. Because, you know, quarantine, got to stay safe still. Keep your mask on, please. Okay. Just, they may say, hey, it's good to go out. Just keep your mask on just for another month. but Sophie was so gracious enough to join me here today and co-host the show and talk about her career. Thank you so much, Sophie.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, Like I mentioned to you before off air, this is a chill spot. You talk about the stuff. I'm gonna ask you questions. Sure, everybody wants to know, but you know, I like to have it a more chill atmosphere. So whatever pops up in your brain, you know, if you want to talk about if you think mosquitoes are carrying COVID too, you could just say it, pop it up. I don't care. Let's have a good time. Don't feel like you know.
That would be an interesting one to talk about.
Seeing sticking mosquitoes carrying. Oh, so you just gave me another subject to talk about. No, but you know what? I want to start off with a question. A few weeks ago, I had an episode about watermelon versus pineapple. And to my son, which one is better? So my question to you is, watermelon or pineapple?
Oh man, I like them both, but personally, pineapple. Just because
and that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for watching.
Oh man, I know, unpopular opinion. No, the only reason why I say this is because I love watermelon, and when it's a good watermelon, like if it's a like good, and if it doesn't, you know how sometimes watermelon has like the like it's juicy and crisp, but then there are other parts of it that get kind of like soggy and like.
I got you.
Yeah. The only reason why I say pineapple over watermelon is because watermelon doesn't have that consistency that pineapple does. Where like every time I bite into a pineapple, it's always sweet and like the same kind of like.
Okay. Now I'm going to have to counter you. Because see, sometimes you'll get a pineapple that is like not super ripe all the way. And it'd be super hard.
That's true. That's also true.
You can't. The thing about watermelon, at least you could do the whole little test. You could do the thump, and if it's hollow, you know it's ripe. Or if the, you know the rind test, you know that where it's been sitting. If it's fully yellow with the cracks in it, you know it's really ripe.
True.
And do that with a pineapple. Yeah, it's a gamble.
True. That's true.
And when you get it, it's like you get what you get. There's like
point. That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I'm saying that because I think I've had more luck with good pineapples over watermelons. I gotta find the good watermelons.
yeah, you gotta learn how to pick a watermelon. You'd be good.
I know.
Watermelons, pineapple's good now. I'm not saying it's disgusting, but I'm just a watermelon guy personally. So yeah. Anyways, I thought I'd throw that out there. So those of you, you pineapple lovers out there, Sophie likes pineapple. Still be friends, it's fine.
Watermelon too.
Anyway, so tell the world, who is Sophie Marks? Give us a quick breakdown about who you are.
Oh man, I am an independent artist. I do mostly R&B when it comes to my music. This project that I've released just now and that I'm going to release in the fall, it definitely takes more of a path through like the pop genre, but still has like stays true to like the R&B roots. I'm an artist. I do R&B and pop. I'm from South Florida, raised in South Florida, born in New Jersey.
Okay.
I love music. And I've been releasing music since, I've been doing the artist thing since 2018. So,
okay. So you're just, you've always recorded independently. I noticed, on some of your TikTok videos, and it's cool. You're sitting up on your bed with your MPK mini.
Yeah.
I have one myself.
Oh, they're the best.
They are. They're dope little things.
Here's mine.
Yeah, because I dabble a little bit too. I like making little beats and stuff like that. So I'm no Timbaland, but but I like the lo-fi, R&B.
Yeah.
So, but I saw you with that on your bed and you're with your laptop and you're just by the bed. Just I was like, see, that's so dope, dude.
Yeah, that's
super cool.
It's so funny because like I never really had a good setup in my room. I didn't even have a desk like in my old room where I used to record. So I'd be like, you know what? My bed will be my desk. I'll bring my laptop. I'll bring MPK. I do record quarantine also has made it to be that way in my room. But I used to live in New York prior to COVID hitting, and I would go and work in a lot of studios out there, but you can make a studio out of anything.
That is anything. So true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Very true. So how long have you been into music? Have you done it for your whole life? Or?
Yeah. I knew since I was little. It started with choir. I was like a huge choir nerd in school and growing up. And then I down in South Florida, they're like the music programs, well, I guess like in any school really, it starts with mostly classical music. That's what they offer, either classical or jazz. And I went to an art school for middle school and high school, and I studied classical voice for about 7 to 8 years.
I read somewhere and you tell me if this is true that you went to the Berkeley.
I did. I went to Berkeley for college. Yeah.
Where the stars come out of. What is that experience like?
Oh, it was great. It was Boston is number one, like just an incredible city to go to school in. There are a lot of colleges in the area, so a lot of young people, a lot of creatives, and so there's always something fun to do. There's always new people to meet. But Berkeley in itself was an incredible experience. The faculty is really great, and they do like every kind of music. So that's where like going to college, I kind of branched out from classical and jazz, and I majored in songwriting, music education, and with like the songwriting major, I kind of got into the R&B pop, figured out production and all of that, and Yeah, it was really awesome. But I love Berkeley the most for they have like a 50% domestic student population and then 50% international. So
okay.
The amount of people that I met like from all over the world was just insane. So and that's something rare, you know, like not many people get to travel, not many people get to meet people outside of their own communities and neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So it was really special. Yeah.
Very neat. Very neat. Yeah. So where do you get your influences? I mean, the way I described you on my last episode, you know, pop R&B, but I was like, the immediate vibe that I got from you when I first heard your music was like a low key Tina Marie if she hadn't dated Rick James. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I. So you kind of have like a bossa nova type tone to your music as well that I think is kind of peaks out. So what influence? So I'm curious, what influences do you have in that influence your meet the music that you make?
Yeah,
the single that you came out with now that is far, by the way.
Much. Thank you. Yeah, I love Tina Marie, and she's Portuguese too. So that's
right. Cool. Right.
Yeah, I've always been, it's always such a hard question for me to answer because I listen to everything. I give everything a chance. But I've always loved, I don't know, like, I guess like the classic, like R&B and gospel and like all that. I've always listened to that since I was younger. Mm-hmm. So, people like, I love Alicia Keys. I love Amy Winehouse. I love, and then like older than that, like, now I'm blanking on people.
It's all good. It's all good.
Man, let me, I have like a playlist for when people ask me this question.
There you go.
Of people that I.
That's what I want to know. Like, who's generally in your playlist when you do you, are you a Spotify or Pandora or Apple Music person?
I'm a Spotify girl.
Thank you.
I think it's easier to navigate Spotify than mm-hmm. most of the other streaming sites. But all right, let me see. I have like one for older music, and then I have one for more current. More currently, I really love Victoria Monet's style of writing and
me
her
too. Technique. Yeah, that woman is something else, boy.
She's fire. Her pen is crazy.
Yeah, her arrangements.
I love. Yeah, just insane. And then Snow Allegra.
Yeah. We listen to the same stuff. I'm waiting for her album to come up. What about Sinead Harnett?
Yeah, she's insane. And she's gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Yeah.
Bunny is all get out too. Hello, nature. I was crying.
She's on TikTok a lot too, which is really, really funny. And I don't know if you listen to, do you listen to Mareba?
Who?
Mareba, her name, it's Mereba.
No, shoot that over to me though.
Yeah, she's incredible. She's incredible.
Okay.
Oh, man. I love, D'Angelo. I love.
Yeah. So you listen to Jaheim?
Yeah. Music Soul Child and.
Okay. Yeah.
Solange, like all these people. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Now I'm going back. Prince.
Mm-hmm.
I love Robert Glasper and like all of the people right. that he collaborates with.
Right.
Norah Jones has always been, I admire her like as a vocalist and as a writer. Her music's definitely like a lot more calmer than the stuff that I make.
Yeah.
But I,
she's so nice, people. I mean, like, no.
But as a vocalist, I really admire her and her tone and
right.
And then like I have this playlist on my Spotify, on my personal Spotify.
You got like 20,000 playlists? I know I do.
Yeah. For everything.
I got a K-pop playlist. I got a jazz playlist. I got an R&B playlist. Got a 90s playlist. A rap playlist. A very small current rap playlist, because rap today don't
get me. I know, it just changes
every week.
Every week, for real. At
first, it was whispering, and it went to mumbling at one point. So now it's just going to be ASMR blinking, looking at the screen. Oh, man, that was fire. You see how he blinked his eyes on the third bar, son? Be like, oh, how are you? How?
I know. But like, they're writing in code now.
Right, no, yeah. Morse code. Yeah, bring it back, Morse code. Morse is hot, people.
Oh, man. But yeah, and then I listened to, like, well, growing up, we would always have Motown in the house. So,
yeah,
the OJs, Temptations, Aretha, Diana, Smokey, Sam, all those people. Luther's our current.
Yeah.
But yeah, Patty's crazy.
What about Gladys? Gladys Knight. Save the overtime for me on that midnight train to Georgia. Yes. You're like, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I'll listen to everything. That's awesome. And I always, like, I look back and I, like, cringe at whatever my answer is, because I'm like, you're all over the place with this stuff. But my music style is really, like, all over the place.
Right.
Like when I'm listening to people.
Yeah, I appreciate people who have different music tastes. I mean, country music is not one of my huge favorites, but there are certain artists in the country music genre that I love. I love Winona Judd. I love me some Rascal Flatts. Okay. I will go. That dude can blow. I don't care what nobody say.
He really can.
Yeah.
Also, awesome. Dolly. Dolly's insane.
Dolly's a legend. She is a legend. Most definitely. She's
one of the best writers. Yeah.
Now, what are you trying when you write your music and when you write your R&B? Where is that coming from? What are you trying to convey when you write your songs?
This is a good question. lately, it's been, I've been a lot more vulnerable than I used to be in the years before. Like, this project speaks a lot about love, but also more about, like, my personal growth and trying to figure out who I am. I feel like during the pandemic, I really, like, got to take a look at myself and be like, all right, there's a lot of shit we got to fix here.
And
that definitely, like, has come through in the writing. And I think it's been, like, really beautiful and therapeutic. So, yeah, just being, vulnerable and kind of, my music talks about figuring myself out and learning more independence when it comes to sharing a relationship with someone, whether it's a romantic relationship, a friendship, relationship with family. Like, yeah.
I got you. What influenced the vibe with Cosa Linda? Now I know. I hope I said that right.
You did.
Okay. So I speak Spanish, so I'm like, I know they're kind of similar, but that Portuguese tone is a little bit different.
Yeah.
So I'll just make sure it's like, I do remember on the TikTok. Well, first off, the TikTok, that's like the one, it's kind of the one that kind of set off your single. You want to talk to us about that?
So I knew, like, For the longest time, the people that I work with, who I created this song with, they were like, okay, TikTok is getting big for musicians to market their music and stuff, so you should do some sort of promotion for this single. And I was like, and it was getting close to the release date, and I saw a lot of artists showing their parents, showing their friends songs in their car.
Right.
So I was like, all right, let me ask my parents, like, if they want to do a video. And they agreed. And I told my dad, I was like, pay attention to the chorus of the song. Like, that's the really special part. Because my parents had been telling me to write in Portuguese for years. And I had always kind of been afraid to approach it because I'm so used to writing in English. But it's like a big part of who I am. It's a big part of our culture. So when I was making this track with my producer, it's Bossa Nova. So I was like, okay, I have to. It's like the universe is telling me. So I wrote the chorus part is in Portuguese. And I was like, man, my parents are gonna love this. So I told them, like, pay attention at the chorus part. Pay attention. And my dad was like, all right, I'll give you a big react. And I was like, I know he's gonna pull some shit here. Like, I know he's gonna be like out of pocket.
Right.
I didn't know what it was gonna be. And like when it got to the chorus, I mean, you'll see it in the TikTok.
Yeah. He goes nuts. Hilarious.
Yeah. People were commenting like, your dad looks like the Tasmanian devil, or
yeah,
Mr. Crocker from Fairly Odd Parents. Yeah, man, it was funny. And I had it in my drafts for a couple weeks, and because I was like, I don't know if I should show these people. Right. Yeah. Like how scary my dad looks. But I posted it the night before the song came out. And I left my phone, like I turned off my phone for a little bit, came back to it, and it was like thousands of people just like,
yeah,
writing and commenting, and I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe that people are are liking this.
Yeah, you let me tell you something, Sophie. You made a summer bop. You really did. That summer drive down the highway, you know, and just listen on repeat type of feel of song. So I really appreciate it. I remember seeing it, laughing at your dad, one, but two, just listening to the tone of the music. I just love how chill it is. I mean, it is so chill, and it's your vocals are clear. I'm so happy. I'm so happy you're not whispering in my ear. Like a lot of this R&B right now, the lady.
I know, I'm not a whisperer.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's like, show off who you are. Let us know that you can really sing. I know you can really sing.
Thank you.
As I like to say, you know, you sang. So I really enjoy your music. Serendipity is another single that you had out that I really like and enjoy too. That's really
cool. Oh, that's awesome. I'm so glad you do.
Are you going to be putting together some of those songs in the new project and some new ones, of course? Or
yeah. So Serendipity was like, I released that back in 2019. And that was a friend of mine. His artist name is Blue Wednesday. His name's Gustav, and he does like lo-fi instrumental music. And he does like great. He has like a really great fan base. And he reached out to me, and he was like, "I'd love for you to like kind of like remix this instrumental track that I have." And so we put it out as Serendipity, and I sang over it. That was back in 2019. Mm-hmm. And then I was like really focused on like creating a new project and creating like an even newer sound from what that was, while still like staying true to like those R&B roots.
Yeah. You definitely hear that's still your style.
Yeah. You know, yeah, for sure. From
Serendipity to Question in the, like,
yeah.
It's like, okay, that's the same shit. That's good. Yeah.
That's cool. I released one other like in between Coisa Linda and Serendipity. It was, I think I released it. Yeah. In 2020 during COVID, I released a song called River.
That one
was like the first single of this new project that I'm that will be out in the fall. And yeah, I created it with my friend Zach Ezzy and my other friend Alex Basick. Alex co-wrote most of the songs that are on this new project with me. And then Zach was the producer of Coisa Linda, River, and all the other songs that are about to come out.
That's cool. So yeah. The fall. Is that like September, October, or is it as
September, October? Yeah. Around that time, yep.
I would like to talk to you about that more later down the line, because
yeah,
I'm trying to build the community of this stuff podcast show, and I want to have special, special, you know, things like that. So, I mean, I don't know if you'd be down for like a patron only listening party or something like that.
Yeah, that would be so fun. Yeah, that would be awesome.
All of it, they got to go stream it if they want all of it. But, you know, have a little bit of... A little taste, you know? And talk to a little bit, maybe some of your fans or something like that.
Yeah, I would love that.
I call my fans the loyals. So the loyals. The loyals that, you know...
That's a good name.
Enjoying your music to kind of get together. But, you know, special on Patreon for the loyals. I think that would be kind of cool. Hopefully hook up with that. Now, what do you think sets you apart from all the other artists, all the other R&B artists, you know, that are out now? Because I could tell you what I think, but for you, you know, I'm sure you have your own mission and everything.
Yeah, I like to stay. I think there's like a difference in the way that, well, first of all, like I really want to put more of my heritage and my culture into the R&B and pop that I'm creating. And I think that alone has given me a good amount of traction and attention, especially like from Brazil and Portugal and all those places. So I think, yeah, just the things that I talk about and the way that I say things geared towards my culture, my people, and all that, I think that sets me apart. But also, I'm not a very, like, I don't know how to say it, but I'm not a very, like, flashy person, right? I like to do things more naturally, even when it comes to visuals, like the video that I have out for Coisa Linda.
Very good, by the way. Yeah.
Thank you. I shot that with two friends. Someone was behind the camera, and then the male actor who was in the video with me. And I just think, like, visually and aesthetically, like, just something like really simplistic and like really, really beautiful, but more focused on the music than like visuals, production, hair, makeup, da da da. Yeah. Like, yeah, keeping it natural. And I love just resonating with everyday people, because I am an everyday person.
Yeah. And so, I appreciate that. You're super, super down to earth, which is very nice.
Thank you.
Refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really good. That's a good. I think that once you blow up, please, because you're gonna go somewhere. You keep this up, I know you'll go somewhere. I'll be like, yeah, I know Sophie Box, man. I know what she's I was like, yeah. And we cool. That's gonna be dope.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So one of the things I appreciate too about your music, I'm a fan of Tamia. And again, I brought this out on my other in the last week's episode of my podcast. In her music, she's talking to her husband on all her music. She, you know, the appreciation of her husband. Mm-hmm. I get that same feeling with your music that actually uplifts men.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
appreciates men and what, you know, hearing how, you know, what a good man makes a, you know, a good woman feel like, you know, whatever. Yeah. I really, really appreciate that type of music.
Yeah.
Woman, because now you got that time, you know, we're in that time where I don't need no man, bags, money, tools. I don't need them. And it's just like, okay, well, you know.
Yeah.
It's a refreshing thing to hear when you have, you know, a woman you know, revealing her feelings through music in such a beautiful way.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
uplifting for men.
I think it's necessary to speak on both things. And I think also, like, men who have had relationships where women haven't treated them the best, you know, like, I think it goes back and forth. And, like, I definitely do have songs that will come out in the future and that have come out before that highlight my personal experience on, you know, dealing with a situation that wasn't the best for me. Right. But I always make sure that whatever it is, it's always a learning experience, right? You know? So I don't think anyone should be kind of played out in a song like to be, you know, I don't know. I couldn't ever do that. I feel like every experience is necessary, no matter how horrible, how bad it is. And right. You kind of learn to let go and think about it in a different light, whereas it's a lesson more of like something that you have to hold on to for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
For a while, I have been angry. I have been upset. I have been hurt. But for
you
me,
got a lot of unreleased angry music in the back burner somewhere.
I have, like this man.
You know, it's like
I have a couple of things, but I don't know. The way that I write about things is more what I learned, and this is what I'm showing you. Like, here's what I learned. This is what I'm showing you. Here's how I'm moving on. It's not. I don't really agree with like bash tracks, like, you know, for anyone or for anything. I would feel weird writing something like that, and I feel like it would always, like, as much as it would do well, it would also upset, you know, one or more people. So yeah, I think there's like a fine line between writing things and like getting like a great message across or like really hurting someone through a track, you know?
Yeah. I appreciate that. 'Cause you know, at the end of the day, it's always about respecting, you know, people, even the people that, like you mentioned, in the relationship may not have treated you the best, but you still have enough wherewithal within yourself to still be respectful of the person, being respectful of the situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in this age of, you know, everybody knows everybody's business.
Yeah.
It's nice to, you know, it's good to have a little bit of privacy, not always, even whether it be in song or whatever. You ain't gotta tell everybody your stuff. Like,
No. And not everyone, and people don't need to go looking for everyone's business either. It's like, come on, you have your life, I have mine. You know, we make mistakes, we change, we grow, we learn, all of us.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so if you're trying to get in my life, please have several seats. Now.
Exactly.
Please. So, who is somebody that you dream of working with? Like, they called you up right now on your phone and they were like, Sophie, oh my God, Cuesta Linda, I loved it. I would love to have you on my next, on this track that I'm working on.
Yeah.
Who is that person?
Oh, there's a few. I like lately, there are so many great women in R&B right now that I just like totally admire. And we were talking about some of them earlier. Like, I would love to like, Snow Allegra, I think she's brilliant. Her tone is also so far apart from the rest, mm-hmm. that I think she's so special in this like genre.
Let me ask you something in regard to Snow Allegra real quick. Is it just me, or does she have a Michael Jackson tone to her voice?
Some of her inflections and like
runs
and stuff are like very much inspired by him.
Holy.
Snow and Victoria, but I really love Ariana Grande. I think she's been working.
That's a bad chick.
She's been working her ass off in the industry and like just coming out with, I mean, all three of those albums that she's put out like in the last few years has done extremely well. Yes. And
she's like the second coming of Mariah.
Yes.
Hard. I mean, And see, if you get to work with her, then, you know, her and Victoria are like best friends. So
whatever. I know. kill two birds with a stone. I know, I'm like, let's all be best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're all really incredible. There's also this girl. She's like up and coming, but and I think she works with Victoria, actually. I think they're like somewhat connected. Her name's Hope Tala. Have you heard of her stuff?
I've seen her stuff, but I never clicked on it yet. But
yeah, she's from London, I believe. And her music is like very much R&B, but she has those bossa vibes in there as well. And I was like, oh, cool. We kind of have that in common. So yeah. And her voice is just like, I don't know. It reminds me of like a crystal clear lake. Like, oh. Yeah, that's, I love listening to her voice. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really cool. So I believe you will get that opportunity to do that. I think that's going to be really, really cool. So in the next 5 years, where do you see Sophie Marks?
Signed. I'm independent right now, and uh-huh. I love being independent, and I encourage people to be independent artists. Mm-hmm. But I think like when the time is right, you should like just find a team and like a group of people that you're comfortable with, a label that you're comfortable with to handle all your stuff, because it's hard to do it all on your own.
Yeah.
So sign like full-time artist. I would like to be on tour.
That's dope.
And just meeting everyone that, you know, is online and all over the world. And 'cause there are so many people and like, yeah. And I love them all. And I stay in contact with, you know, the people who follow me and the people who support me. And I'm a very, what do you call it? Extroverted person. And I love being around people. So, yeah, touring, making albums, working with people, just doing like the full-time artist thing. That would be incredible.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Well, I know you have definitely got a new fan here. I will always pump your stuff out, girl. All time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Been bumping that Cosa Linda and that Serendipity like on repeat.
Yes.
That's some fire. And like I said, that Cosa Linda, that's a summer bop right there. Yes. Thank so keep up the amazing work. So now I'm done talking to you about music. Now we got a little bit of time left. I just want to talk about some
stuff.
You say you're just getting done, you know, moving around and stuff, but you done anything like any seen any crazy movies or anything like that?
I wish I could say yes, but I'm so boring. Like,
are you a homebody?
I am. Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like everybody's a homebody because of the virus.
Yeah.
But I've been watching a lot of. I got Disney Plus, like the other month, and I just felt like really nostalgic. I was like, I want to watch some like old Disney shows from when I was younger. So I've been watching like That's So Raven. I've been watching, I'm like reliving my childhood years. But
that's funny. I rewatched Gargoyles.
Oh yeah,
that show is so. It's crazy how that show still holds up now. I think it still holds up compared to all the other Disney cartoons. Like DuckTales holds up pretty good.
I love DuckTales.
DuckTales is great.
Yeah.
Darkwing Duck is kind of old school. It's like, okay, now it's like, it'll be kind of goofy. But but Gargoyles holds up.
Mm-hmm.
It is really good cartoon. It was ahead of its time for sure.
I was watching Treasure Island the other night. I just miss like the animation from like early 90s 2000. Yeah. Disney
where they drew every frame with paper and you see the dude
yes
with the paper and and you can see people flipping on the screen.
Love that. But yeah, I've been watching that. And then I don't know if you saw the Friends reunion on
I did.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was cool. At the same time, I felt bad for Matthew Perry. I was like, something's wrong with dude.
Something's wrong
with him. Because it was like every time they brought up something, it was like he would chime in the back like, oh, don't forget about me. It was like, I don't know. I saw that and I was like, man, something's off. Oh, boy.
Yeah. He said he was like, they were sitting on set and they were talking about like, oh yeah, we always call each other. And he was like, I haven't gotten a call in years.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's a joke. But then I saw like someone was talking about either on TikTok or somewhere. And they were like, Matthew Perry wasn't kidding.
Right. No.
I know that he's had like a struggle with abuse and addiction and all of that. And I know that like drew him away from the rest of the cast and
It was sad. It was sad. There's a lot of these shows now are doing a lot of the reunions and stuff. The first one, though, was remember the Fresh Prince reunion. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't see that one.
I think it's still up there on HBO Max.
HBO?
Yeah.
You know, I'll watch it tonight.
It was pretty good. They brought back the original Aunt Viv.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Which was cool. I was like, all right. But you still see that between some people there's some beef still. Dang. And I'm gonna just let you see if you see it. You
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, but it was good. But there's that. As far as movies are concerned, I need to go out and see A Quiet Place 2. Still haven't seen that yet.
I haven't even seen A Quiet Place. That's how bad I am.
So,
are you? I know.
I'm not a horror movie fan. I don't like horror films. I don't play with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that I like the suspenseful drama, alien type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sophie,
I gotta watch it. I know
that's your assignment, and then I need you to be like, oh my god, Ian, you were right. There's gonna be one scene in that movie where you're gonna be like, oh my. I mean, when everybody talks about A Quiet Place, there's one scene that everybody universally talks about that is like the best and most intense scene in the entire film.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so, now I got.
You got to go see it. That movie is incredible.
It is so good. What's the scene? Tell me, what's the scene? But no, don't tell me.
No, I'm not going to tell you. You got to watch it. Do your own due diligence, miss.
I mean, I know. I slack. I'm like, I get into things like 2 years after everyone else does. I don't know why.
No, that's legit. Cause you know what? I agree with that only cause I kind of do the same thing. Cause I don't want to be on a hype train,
mm-hmm.
you know, and be like something just cause somebody else likes it. Like I'm a huge nerd. I like comic books, superheroes, science fiction, That is my steez, okay? Video games, like that's my steez. So Battlestar Galactica was out.
Yeah.
Like years ago. I didn't watch the show and everybody's like, it's the best thing ever. And no, 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 no. And I watched the original Battlestar Galactica. I'm like, it's dope, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years after it went off, then I watched it. And it is one of my favorite ever. And I'm able to form my own opinion about it without being on the wagon. And that's why I like to watch stuff. Because I can form an opinion.
Yeah. You know? I agree. I think like unintentionally, I'm like, so I hear about, because I hear about A Quiet Place all the time. It's everywhere. And then I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. And then like it was the same thing with Stranger Things. Like,
yes.
It was like years that like since the first season premiered and people were like, yeah, man, Stranger Things. You'd see it everywhere. And I was like, I don't know. And then it's only like when I'm like really bored one day and I have the time and then I get into it and I'm like, oh my God, you're so stupid. Why don't you? I just tell myself, I'm like, the next time people are talking about things like crazy, I'm going to jump on. But I never do.
Never do. too. Never did. I'm my own person. I do what I want, when I want, where I want. Yeah, straight up. I did the same thing with Stranger Things. It was explained to me wrong. They're like, oh, do you watch Stranger Things? I'm like, no, what is that? They're like, okay, well, it's about this girl. And she sees these monsters. And she, like, goes on with these people. And I'm like,
no. Oh,
thank you. No.
No.
No, I'm good. I ain't nothing scarier than a little girl that got some kind of powers or has demons as her friends and stuff. I'm straight. Good. With all that. Mm-mm, no. One day, I saw a trailer for it. And I'm like, well, what is this? And all of a sudden, I was like, it's Stranger Things. I'm like, that looks nothing like what it was told. I watched the first episode. It was over.
Yeah, you get hooked. You get hooked.
It was over. Yeah, that show is so good. I'm just now know not to listen to other people's opinions, no explanations of stuff. Be like, that's wrong. Because that totally turned me off to the show.
I know, for real.
What's your major nerd thing, like, that you geek out on?
Like, in terms of shows or, like, anything at all?
Anything at all.
I said, someone asked me, like, a similar question the other day. And I love doing those. And I don't do them that much anymore. This was before I, like, had a following on TikTok or any. I would do, like, the TikTok voiceovers. You know, when you're, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I would do them to everything. Like, even I would just take audio of someone like sitting in their car, like having an actual conversation. And I look back and I'm like, you are such a weirdo for like. but yeah, I found like there was this TikTok page that posted like little clips from episodes of The Office. Mm-hmm. And I love The Office. That's my favorite.
This is the best.
And so I would steal the audio and like do like Office TikTok.
Dub that. That's fun.
I have a bunch. I'll have to send you one because they're. Yes. I think like if you go all the way down to like the bottom of my TikTok, there are a few okay. from like the old days. But yeah, that's my nerdy thing. I like to do those like little TikTok voice acting videos.
That's funny. That's The Office is one of the best shows ever.
Yeah.
I love The Office so much. I'll never get over that show. That's great. You can't do it. You can't do The Office today. Everybody's too sensitive. But
I know.
But I mean,
it's the jokes are just hilarious.
Yeah.
What's his name? Rainn Wilson, the guy who plays Dwight.
Dwight. Okay. The snowball fight. Episode legendary. I've never rooted for Dwight and been so happy for him before ever because he got punked and, I mean straight disrespected by Jim.
I know. Mean
hard, but it was like even then I was just like, dang man, Jim went a little far with that one, dude. But the revenge he got, I was so happy for the way he's looking down at the roof and watching him freak out at the end. It was so funny. I was like, that is amazing.
That show, it's so different from any other show, and like that's why it was so successful. And just people love that dry humor.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's yeah.
Not like it. In movies when you got that one person that has the straight man. Like my favorite straight man in comedy movies is Jason Bateman.
Yeah,
hilarious. In The Breakup is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Cheese and rice, guys, let's get it together. I was crying. That dude is funny.
He is.
And combine that with Vince Vaughn's rants because I love him too, man. I love
Vince Vaughn when he goes on his rants.
The best.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best. So man, anyways, so this has been a pleasure and a privilege and so fun.
For me too.
Yeah, we can't do this just this one time. We gotta do this.
Oh yeah. Again,
where you can just co-host with me and we'll just shoot the stuff and
absolutely
and talk again for sure.
Absolutely.
Want to keep in touch. tell everybody, if they don't already know, where they can find Sophie Marks.
Yeah, you could find me. So on any social media, I'm at Sophie Marks Music altogether. Except for Twitter. On Twitter, I'm Sophie Marks with like an underscore at the end.
Yeah, but really, how often do you use Twitter though?
I don't use Twitter a lot. I like
Twitter. Twitter is the dumpster of social media.
Yeah, the scum of
that place is the most toxic place on the planet.
I'm afraid of it, so I'll just go and I'll like every time I release something, I'll be like, this is out now. But I don't want to talk anymore about it. Yeah, I just hear it.
It's out. No, I hope you find it.
Exactly. But yeah, Sophie Marks Music on all social media. And then you can find me, Sophie Marks, on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, all those places. Yeah, just my name without the music. Yeah, that's where you can find me.
Awesome. Please go follow her, guys. She has, if you like actual music, you don't want to get breathed in the ear, you actually want to hear good melodic sounds, good beats, good just chill vibes, and just good R&B music, please go follow Sophie. You will not be disappointed. We're looking forward to that project coming out in September, October.
Yes.
You get a name yet, or is that, or is you still ain't figured it out, or you like, no, don't?
So I have two more singles coming out in the next 2 months.
Okay.
And if we do a podcast for one of those songs, I'll tell you, because it's between two names, so I'm not even it's between two names. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out like what it'll be. Okay. But next month I'll be able to tell you.
Okay.
If I knew, I would totally say it now, but I really don't know what the name is.
Oh, hey, that's all part of the creative process. I get it. So yeah, we're definitely gonna get together again and podcast again.
Yes.
So I just want to say thank you so much, Sophie, for first off just responding to a brother.
Absolutely. You know?
So I definitely appreciate that. And then you coming on here being so gracious and fun. And kind, and of course beautiful, and everybody I'm sure is gonna like that. Here's another thing too, don't take this the wrong way. I'm glad you look like how your pictures look. You know, sometimes you get celebrities,
yes,
and it's like, oh, okay, man, they look like this, okay, and then you get them in real life and it's like, whoa. Or it's like the other extreme where they're like totally over made up. I'm just like,
yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't know how to apply makeup. I'm very horrible at it. So I don't know how to do it. So,
well, you don't need it. You're good. You're good. But again, thank you so much for joining me today. And we will definitely do this again.
Yeah, we have to.
Joy to have on. Those of you who are listening to the podcast through audio, again, Sophie Marks Music. And also, please be sure to go there. Follow. If you're listening on Apple, rate it. Leave a rating. Leave a comment so that people, then it'll be spread out even more.
Yeah.
Hear it and see it that way. And do the same thing with the Stuff Podcast Show. If you enjoyed the show today, you can listen to me on all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Toxic Twitter, and all of those at the Stuff Podcast Show. Also on patreon.com/thestuffpodcastshow. If you like what you hear, please support the podcast. We're going to have some things hopefully in the future with the permission of Sophie, maybe a small listening party for the loyals and your fans as well, Sophie.
Definitely like talk more about that. I would love to.
That would be sick. Get that first look, that first. So dope. Because I'm excited. I'm excited to see what you got coming out here, girl. Yes. Anyways. So thank you again so much, everyone, for tuning in, for sticking through the episode with us. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, send an email to me at thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com or contact me again on all the socials at Stuff Podcast Show. Otherwise, We will see you next week on the podcast show. This is.